Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Sam Williams from the Financial Intermediaries Association joins me now to talk about the impending Continuing Professionals Development Criteria, or CPD points, as it's known in the industry. Evening, Sam, and thanks for joining us this evening. Was the deadline not for these CPD points at the end of May?
Hi, Kirby. Thanks. In fact, it was. And at the 11th hour, the FSCA gave an extension to the industry to the 31st of July. There are a number of reasons for that. I think there had been some confusion in the industry around what constituted CPD points. You actually, in fact, you've used the term points, whereas for the fit and proper requirements, it is actually CPD hours that count. And so due to the confusion in the industry, the regulator weighed up the detriment to their objectives and their objectives to customers versus the possible harm to particularly smaller intermediaries who may have not met the requirements, and the fact that if they hadn't, they would have had to stop doing business and would have been unable to earn an income. So the extension has now been granted to the 31st of July.
Right. And just to add colour here, this is to all financial services professionals who are required to make sure that they keep up their ongoing fit and proper, so to speak. So making sure that they get themselves educated, and these are the CBD hours that they have to maintain. Now, I mean, I'm thinking about the people that had to finish it and had gone and finished it at the end of May, and now the new deadline is obviously further on. It's kind of the end of July 2019. How is the regulator going to try and solve that problem then?
Sure, you can appreciate that there might be some frustration, but in fact, for those who've already met their CPD requirement at the 31st of May, the new cycle commences on the 1st of June, and they will have 12 months within which to comply for the new 2019 cycle. For those who were not compliant as of the 31st of May, they can't start their new 2019 cycle until they're fully compliant with the previous cycle. And they have until the 31st of July to do that. So if it takes them to the 31st of July, they will only then have 10 months left for their 29 CPD cycle. And the regulator has been very firm that there will be no further extension.
I think the CPD hours that one had to gain or that one has to gain in the 12-month cycle is something like 18 and a half hours worth of contact time. Do you think that's effective? Do you think it's too little? Do you think it should be more?
Well, in fact, depending on the categories and subcategories for which you're licensed, the sort of minimum number is 6 hours if you're only licensed for a single category and subcategory within that, and it increases to 12 and then 18 if you've got more than one class of business. But the issue is, and I think there's a misconception in the market, that is a maximum. And those figures are a minimum. The idea behind CPD is really to professionalize the industry and to make sure that you have to speed with developments in the marketplace, make sure that they're familiar with any developments, whether they be regulatory or sort of industry specific, in order to ensure that they can give the best outcome to customers. And I think there is this misconception that it's just go and meet the hours and it doesn't matter what's done. And what's important is that the CPD that you undertake needs to be relevant for the role and the function that you're fulfilling, and your clients need to also take into account that, you know, you may be doing something else in a year's time, and you need to keep up to speed with what is happening in the industry, because the environment is constantly changing.
For a while, the regulator gave intermediaries almost a CPD holiday. Was this whilst they were trying to, get their systems up and running in order to make sure that they could monitor this? Because it's really only become effective quite recently. Am I correct?
That is correct. In fact, it was first sort of into the legislation in, I think it was about 2008, as part of the phased requirements and the fit and proper requirements. However, it was put on hold because at the time, the industry had to then meet all the new regulatory exam and qualification requirements in order to give the industry the opportunity to get themselves in line with those requirements. They essentially gave them a reprieve from the requirement to meet the CPD requirements until now, and they've brought it into operation now. And again, there is for those representatives who are working under supervision, the CPD requirements don't come into play until they have met all their class of business, regulatory exam, product-specific training requirements.
So Sam, just help me out here. I mean, it's CPD for listeners this evening. CPD hours is ongoing. It's every 12 months.
Correct.
You have to. It's ongoing development. But over
Correct.
And above this, you to become a financial services a representative or a what we call a key individual. That means you're able to fulfill a much larger role in a financial organization. You need mm-hmm. to be fit and proper, as well as having the minimum qualifications and work experience before you even get to that point.
That's right.
And all of those things still stand exactly like it was before.
Exactly as they were before. With the introduction of the updated phase fit and proper requirements in BN 194 of 2017, what was introduced in addition to the existing qualification and RE exam requirements was the requirement for CPD, but also class of business training as well as product-specific training. Those were the three new aspects. So class of business, product-specific, and CPD. And each of those are intended to expand on the professionalization of representatives and key individuals in the marketplace. Product-specific, as the name states, makes sure that you know and understand the product relating to the product provider whose products you sell and any changes to those products. Class of business is specifically related to the classes of business that you're licensed for and ensure that if you're selling short-term personal lines, you understand short-term personal lines. And then ultimately, the CPD is to maintain your knowledge, ensure that it's updated on an ongoing basis, and also to enable you to plan for future changes in your role and future changes in the market.
And Sam, this is arguably to make sure that the financial services industry and those giving advice within the industry is on a global standard. I mean, I'm assuming this happens internationally as well.
Yes, it does. I mean, in some jurisdictions they're managed a bit differently, but certainly this is a very common standard internationally. Very often where people belong to professional bodies, they're required to keep their CPD up to date to ensure that they don't lose their knowledge, but also learn about changes that are happening in the marketplace. And I think this brings us into line with the rest of the jurisdictions around professionalization and making sure that it's not just a tick box exercise to, yes, I've learned the law, I know what the rules are, but it's actually ensuring that you understand the environment that you work in and the changing environment that you work in and looking at the needs of the market and your customers.
Well, that was Sam Williams from the Financial Intermediaries Association, and this is Classic 102.7.